Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Dewan Gregor. I'm a trustee for Riding for the Disabled Isle of Man. I've been a former rider with them for many, many years. I started when I was 4 years old, but I've also been across and competed at the national championships for RDA IOM.
Hi, I'm Kat Irons. I'm a coach at RDA Isle of Man. I've been with them for 2 years and it's the best thing ever.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
RDA Isle of Man started over 46 years ago from a dedicated group of the British Horse Society on the Isle of Man. We've been at various different places around the island, but currently we're at the Gilka in Andreas, and that's kindly supported by Rose Crellin, who is just an amazing person. We currently have rides on Tuesdays throughout the day and also Friday evening. And what RDA Isle of Man do is that they provide horse riding for disabled people, usually disabled young people who are coming from the schools. And it's an opportunity for them to sit on a horse, kind of get some physical exercise, get some mental exercise, but also do a lot more than that. It builds confidence, it builds friendships, and it's just the most wonderful experience to be a disabled rider like myself, like many others, and have that chance to do something that is a little bit different, something special.
Tell us about your team.
Riding for the Disabled on the Isle of Man is made up from an essential army of volunteers, and I really do mean that they are essential and they are our lifeblood, because we don't have any paid members of staff at the RDA. It is literally for the people who give up their time. They cover all sorts of jobs as well, so we've got some wonderful coaches who coach our riders and give them instructions whilst they're on the horses. We've got people who sidewalk alongside the horses, they lead the horses for some of those riders who need it. But we've also got a lot of cake bakers, we've got people who do general fundraising and support the RDA in any way and shape that they can. And we are just incredibly grateful for them for giving up their time.
Who is the charity for?
So at RDA Isle of Man, we welcome students from all of the primary and secondary schools who might have disabilities, impairments or difficulties. And we also have a kind of small amount of adult riders as well who might have physical or learning disabilities, as well as those who have neurodevelopmental conditions like autism and ADHD.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work closely with our Riding for the Disabled colleagues across, as well as there's a sister branch on the Isle of Man, which is Carriage Driving for the Disabled, and we always want to work closely with them as well, because they're an important part of the team. But as we take on riders from the primary and secondary schools, we get referrals from the Department of Education, but also the Children and Adolescent Mental Health Service, as well as other third sector charities such as Sight Matters.
What are your main goals?
So over the years there's been many memorable moments, and we have been fortunate enough to have 4 visits by the Princess Royal, who is our president of the RDA. However, the biggest achievement of the group is arguably the impact that our riding sessions have on the many riders who've ridden with us. Our main goals are to maintain our current level of riding sessions and to expand to some additional activities and benefits that we can offer. We're fortunate to have received generous sponsorship over the years, and one of these enables us to take a group of riders along with the volunteers and help us to a specialist riding centre in Clwyd annually, our holiday. So in addition, one of our coaches, Rachel Beaumont, has been developing a group of our more experienced riders who recently took part in the national qualifiers for the Northwest region. This is the first time that the group has sent riders to compete since 2014, and we were so delighted that all 3 of our riders won their group dressage classes, qualifying for the national competition, which takes place in July. We are so excited. Considering that all 3 riders were taking part on borrowed ponies that they'd not ridden previously, their achievement is all the more impressive.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Our charity is ever evolving to keep up with the latest needs and demands. We really just want to be able to take everybody that sort of comes to us and wants to come riding. And we are quite a heavily regulated environment, so it does take a bit of organising in the background. We really love what we do, and we'd be really excited to expand our competing side and to more of our riders. I know that all of them would love to go across and compete. And we have such an amazing group of volunteers, so it's always good to make sure that their training's up to date and that we can provide different experiences for them to keep them happy and up to date. We hope ultimately to be able to continue with our work in just enriching the lives of the island's disabled community for just forever, for just so many, many years to come.
How is the charity funded?
The Isle of Man is an incredibly generous community, and we receive so much money from the public, from kind of donations, fundraising and legacies left from just absolutely wonderful people. We don't get any funding from the government, so we are incredibly reliant on this public funding, and it goes towards the training that we provide from our wonderful volunteers and our coaches to the specialist equipment that really help our riders to do the best they can and make them comfortable whilst they're on the horses, including things like we've got a special lift up at the Gilka, which helps riders climb onto the horses if they have mobility difficulties.
How can people support you?
We are always looking for new volunteers at the Riding for the Disabled. Whatever skills you can bring will be absolutely fantastic, because we've got such a varied and diverse organisation that really help to assist disabled people enjoy and kind of have fun with riding horses. If you're unable to volunteer though, we have kind of a few donation streams, and we are kind of very reliant on the donations because they do so much for the charity. It would mean a lot to any of our riders just for anything that you might be able to give. It really goes an incredibly long way.
Where can people find out more?
So full details of how you can support, donate or join us as a volunteer are available on our website, and that's www.rda-iom.co.uk. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so please search for Riding for the Disabled Isle of Man.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.